big up all the Kingston Massive, all the family. Oh, there's too many to name, but you know who you are. Love.
Natalie Rise, you're Australian by birth. You moved to Jamaica 2 years ago. That already makes you quite an unusual figure on the reggae scene. Australian, living in Jamaica, has this influenced the way that you do reggae?
For sure. I think that anytime you pick yourself up and put yourself in a completely different environment, it's going to have effect on you. And for me, reggae was the reason that, well, music is the reason that I moved to Kingston. And initially to work with Notus, who I still work with, Notus Heavyweight Rockers, who are on the new album.
Who are they? Just remind us.
Yeah, so Notus are a drum and bass production duo and also have their own band as well. And the drummer, Unga, was touring with Jimmy Cliff in Australia, and that's how I met him. And basically the first night we met, we wrote and recorded the song Rebel Love, which was the first single that I did as Natalie Rise and Notus. So there was a great connection there, and that was kind of the moment or the trigger for me to pack up my stuff in Australia for the first time and relocate to another country, which is Jamaica.
Jamaica, obviously, Bob Marley is probably still the most famous reggae musician ever from Kingston, Jamaica. Do you have to go to Jamaica? Is it like the holy grail of reggae? Is that where you've got to head to if you want to connect with something real?
I think so. I think definitely if you want to connect with the culture, you know, at its roots. And the beautiful thing about Kingston and Jamaica is that it's a small island and you can meet as many artists as you want or would like, and the community of musicians there are really supportive of one another. You know, what I found when I moved there, what I loved is that there's so much less ego, you know. They say it's, music is not a competition, it's a mission. So that sort of consciousness is prevalent in the music scene and in Kingston and in Jamaica, and you know, that's had a very positive impact on me. You know, I felt like I moved there and kind of found my tribe in a sense. Of course, I feel we have tribe all over the world, but this is definitely one of the places that for me, you know, as a person who is just in love with reggae music, that I needed to be at.
You've released your debut album, it's called Rebel Frequency. One of the tracks is called Natty Rides Again, and indeed it features Julian Marley, Bob Marley's son. So you're connected to the Marley family?
Well, I'd met Julian Marley in Australia. He's one of the artists that does come over to Australia kind of regularly, every other year. So I had been able to link with him because I was performing it with my other band called Blue King Brown. And we'd done some shows together, so we knew each other. And then when I went to Kingston, he happened to be there for an extended period of time as well. And always had the intention to do something together. And after a while, it just worked out. I got a rhythm, and he listened to a couple of them. And he chose that one, which is Natty Rides Again. It's what we want. So we went into Tuff Gong Studios, Bob's studio, and we just started writing on the spot, and within like 40 minutes we had recorded all the vocals and the parts, and it was just really natural. And that's what I found with a lot of the artists in Jamaica, they're so quick. The inspiration is flowing at this high rate, and that inspires me, you know.
Down the lights, cutting all my
song called Warriors is about, you know, the generation of who we consider to be real warriors, and they are the communities and individuals who are taking their power back and starting to not so much look to politicians or current world systems for any sort of change, but instead starting to turn around and look at each other and themselves and start to create real change within themselves and within their communities. Arts is lots of warriors because the art in itself is a creative and free expression. So people who are tuned into that freedom of and connection to their higher self are manifesting a world of colour and diversity and structure and different ways of living and loving together. People who practice yoga, who practice meditation, these sorts of things. In Australia, we see it in the Indigenous resistance and uprising, you know, which has been there for a long time. But more and more, you see that movement starting to really gain more widespread momentum more than ever. Also in America, with, you know, the DAPL, the pipeline protests, and these sorts of movements that happen around the world really inspire me, you know, personally, lyrically, musically, and as an evolving being on the planet. And so, you know, that's why I'm here, is to be a reflection of that and to also include some of my own revelations and thoughts and philosophies in the music for the greater good of all of us.
With this electric guitar riff, which is quite unusual in reggae.
We love that heavy, dubby kind of style of reggae. And this one, Warriors, does kind of cross over because we like also so much kind of genres of music and rock as well. Yeah, the outro features an incredible Jamaican guitarist, Monty, and we just let him have free reign on the track because we just enjoy watching him and listening to him perform.
Natalie, you're white, you've got these amazing blonde dreadlocks, a tigress here in the concrete jungle, which is Paris. How easy is it for you to be a reggae singer, a writer, as a woman? What's been your experience?
My experience has been really positive. I'm sorry I've got no controversy so much for you, but for me, maybe I'm just a bit immune to it because when I walk into a place or a space, I don't really see agenda, you know. I kind of just see people and I see their energy, and whatever gender that energy is embodying in this incarnation is the one that they have, and as long as it's a good energy, then it's good with me. Yeah, there's mainly men, you know, male artists in reggae, but there's some incredible powerful female artists as well coming through, and like Janine and Kalissa, Hempress Sativa, Sister Hyrie in America, Sarita from Australia, and many others.
Trouble in the jungle, they take it to the streets. See them coming one by one, revolution at their feet. Nearly it's unstoppable, the courage of a pride. Know that in the moments of verity, lions never hide. Running down their enemies, taking back the territory. Gaining ground for justice and standing up for equality. When the judgment day comes, we all must take that test. You will be the lion, I'll be the lioness. We are.
Your music, would you also say that there's something feminist in the message?
I would say that at this time on the planet, there is definitely a divine feminine energy rising to balance the masculine energy that has been overloading the planet in many ways. And for sure, we are evidence and manifestation of that. You will see that in all women and all female artists, for sure. Yeah, man, it's a powerful thing, and that's why we're here.
Let's play out with One People. It's an acoustic track. It's kind of down tempo.
Yeah. It is a really special song to me, One People. I have said that if I could get everyone on the planet to hear just one of my songs, it would be this one, because for me, it just captures pretty much where I am and as far as the way I see the world right now. And yeah, it was a song that just downloaded into my mind as I was awakening one morning in Kingston, and it just wrote itself, and it almost didn't get recorded. If it weren't for Carlo, the guitarist, who said, "No, we're going into Tuff Gong to record that song." And again, Monty, who features as a guitarist on Warriors, is on that song. So it's me and him, and simple stripped-backed guitars, lyrics, melodies, and yeah, word, sound, power.
Here's to teamwork.
Makes the dream work.
Natalie Rice, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Babylon, you are a sickness to society. There is no other that could claim on notoriety. With all your chemical concoctions of variety, what you really seek is for my people to go quietly. But what they're really getting ill from is your mind control. It has diminished our intelligence and numbed our souls. Manipulation of the masses is your only goal. You may have succeeded, but the difference is now we know. So what you gonna do without our energy? 'Cause now we're using it to make a brand new energy. Yeah, we infuse our meditation, our philosophies, learning to transcend beyond the realms of this reality, yeah. So Babylon, it's over now, it's time you go. When one foundation's a rotten, you can't go no more. So lift your eyes and set your sights upon that door, and get